Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ryan Lehrer on WNYC. Now to Mayor Bloomberg's new crackdown on delivery bikes and drivers. Transportation Nation reporter Kate Hines. That's transportationnation.org, our own transportation reporting project. And Kate Hines is with us to sort through two neighborhood safety initiatives and maybe a little more stuff, too. Kate, who for a long time was a producer here on The Brian Lehrer Show. Great to have you in a reporter role. Hey, Kate.
It's nice to be back. Thanks.
So recently the city announced that it would take steps to ensure the safety of both bicycle delivery workers themselves and everyone around them. What are some of these initiatives?
Well, for the first time, the New York City DOT is going to go door-to-door. It's going to start on the Upper West Side, move over to the Upper East Side, and then fan out to other restaurant-heavy neighborhoods with a team of six inspector/educators. And they're going to make sure that the businesses that employ commercial cyclists are aware of the rules of the road. They have to display a poster prominently where the delivery people can see it, talking about the traffic signs and signals and don't ride on the sidewalk, don't ride against traffic. And that's going to go on for 6 months. So it's going to be this massive six-month education effort. At that, in January, which is when the six-month sort of concludes, the DOT will then enforce these rules that are already on the books and watch to make sure that the rules are obeyed. And if not, the businesses themselves will get tickets.
Were there some delivery bike accidents that precipitated this?
I don't know of any specific incidents, but if you've done your time in any city council meeting or any community board meeting, you'll hear a lot of complaints about commercial cyclists. It's something that local representatives hear about all the time. So they were very motivated to try to get something done.
And it's required for commercial bicycle riders to wear a helmet, correct?
Right. They have to wear helmets. They have to also wear vests that display the business name so that you can identify them as, say, you know, delivering sandwiches for Lenny's. They have to have an ID number so that you can identify the cyclists. They also have to have other things like bells and headlights and taillights on their bike, which everybody should have, by the way, and working brakes.
But if you go around to every little hole-in-the-wall deli or whatever that has a delivery bike, mm-hmm. probably a tiny percentage have those things now.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. It'll be interesting to see what the DOT finds out.
What are the penalties going to be?
They start at $100. They go up to $300.
Now, speaking of bicycles, cyclists looking forward to the city's new bike share program are going to have to wait a bit longer. We've just been informed the program isn't launching this month as expected. Why
right.
not?
You know, we don't know, and the city has not provided an explanation. I am hopeful that one will be forthcoming. What the city has said is that there will be no bike share in July. It's not going to launch in July. That doesn't mean it won't launch in August, but they're not confirming an August launch, so we don't know yet. There are a lot of theories out there as to why this could be the case. And one, it could be, you know, simple mathematics. The city didn't get Citibank to become the sponsor until the very end of April. They announced it in May. So that gave the city from May on, you know, essentially 2 months to produce 7,000 bikes, you know, the mechanics behind the bike share stations, the payment system. It's not a lot of time to get a system like this up and running.
By the way, a couple of people are already calling in with delivery bike stories. So folks, if you are the victim of a delivery bike, or if you are a rider of a delivery bike, any delivery bike workers out there want to call in and react to these new safety rules, or really the enforcement of safety rules that have been on the books, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. There has been, as you know, Kate, a letter from the controller's office, John Liu's office. And, of course, we should say he's a potential mayoral candidate and might want publicity around this. But he released a statement saying that if the city doesn't require bike share riders to wear helmets, the city will be vulnerable to liability from bicycle-related accidents. And a lot of people are surprised when they hear that there are going to be these thousands of bikes that people are supposed to use to do little commutes, mostly within Manhattan. There are going to be 420 sites where you can pick up or drop off your bicycles, but no helmets.
Mm-hmm. What the mayor has said, and the research backs him up on this, is that it's not helmets per se that keep bicyclists safe, although, of course, everyone should wear one. It's things like, it's amenities like separate bike lanes and drivers obeying the rules of the road. And the whole point of a bike share system is...
But we only have those things in a few, separated bike lanes
right.
on a few blocks.
On basically. A few blocks, and the city hopes to expand them
yes.
to other parts of the city. But the whole point of a bike share system is spontaneity. And if you may not plan to use the bike share system. You may get off the subway and realize, it's really a mile for me to get from here to the Brooklyn Navy Yard. But you don't have a helmet in your purse. What are you supposed to do? So, the city has said it will discourage use of the bike share system to make helmets required. What I do want to say is that there is a helmet law on the books for ages 13 and under. So kids do have to wear helmets.
And it's too expensive, too cumbersome, too yucky with other people's germs to rent out a helmet as they rent you the bicycle?
No other bike share system really does that. Helmets are not twinned necessarily with bike share systems. What the city DOT has been doing and will continue to do is to give out free helmets. They are giving out thousands and thousands of free helmets across the city.
Anyway, that people can just keep
right.
and use on their
yeah,
own bikes.
You don't need to use a bike share system to use it. You could just have it.
Let's get a couple of calls in on the delivery people. John, you're on the air. John, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Brian, a couple of quick points. I drive for a living. I drive in the city all the time. I don't think the delivery people are a big problem. I understand how they want to have bells and they should have lights and everything else like that. But all this identification is really ridiculous. It's going to be a big burden on small businesses. I find the messenger people to be an issue. They're a hassle. And those rickshaw bicycles, they're another menace to the city. I think they're worse than all of them.
Really? Well, at least the rickshaw bicycles, you can't miss them.
Yeah.
They're not going to sideswipe you because they're lumbering down the middle of the road. But Tom in Park Slope has a related story. Tom, not about rickshaws, though. Hi.
Just this morning, I nearly walked into one. He nearly went into me. An electric bike, like a stealth bike. There's a scooter, but it's electric. It's so quiet, you think it's a bike, but it's really motorized. And there was no ID on the guy. I mean, he was a delivery person. But there's no way to really tell who they are or anything like that. So,
I'm glad you brought that up. Personally, I hate those things, both as a pedestrian and as a bicycle rider. What looks like a bicycle
yeah.
suddenly is right on you. Because it's electric and you don't anticipate how fast it's actually going. And they ride on the bike lanes. They ride on the sidewalks. Is the delivery bike regulation taking that into account?
From what I know, I haven't done a lot of reporting on electric bikes, but they are legal in New York State. There is no law in the books permitting electric bikes. And I know it's something that's getting a lot of attention. Again, city council members across the city are hearing a lot of complaints about this. There is legislation sort of burgeoning about reining in electric bikes.
To John, our first caller's distinction between messenger bicyclists
mm-hmm.
and delivery bicyclists,
mm-hmm.
one who are bringing envelopes from Wall Street and the others who are bringing Chinese food to your door. Is there a distinction that the city makes, or is there a distinction in terms of people's perception of how much of a problem they are?
I think I think the city is treating them as one unit. Commercial cyclists include both bike messenger people, the Kevin Bacon-esque people that rode in Quicksilver, and your delivery guys are the same group. I think that there is a perception difference, probably because the food delivery people are literally weighted down. They're carrying baskets full of food, so they probably go a little slower, I would think.
I want to get to this one other neighborhood traffic safety initiative from the mayor before we run out of time, because they've announced a large expansion of the city's slow zones, that is, areas where the speed limit is only 20 miles an hour. Where are we talking about, and why just 20 miles an hour?
The first one was implemented last year in the Claremont section of the Bronx. So there's going to be, I think, five more this year in Corona. They're building one in Inwood and Mount Eden in the Bronx, and two additional ones, I think, in Staten Island. This was a neighborhood initiative. I think a lot of people in residential neighborhoods in the city are very unhappy with speeding vehicles. We tend to think of the city as something that's gridlocked, but in your more residential neighborhoods, speeding is a real problem. And so the DOT invited applications from community groups for these slow zones, which are discrete self-contained areas, you know, roughly about a quarter square mile that are residential. They don't contain things like major businesses or hospitals or places where ambulances routinely go speeding by. And the city is trying to lower the speed limit, you know, lower the incidence of speeding by making a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit mandatory. And they're doing this through special signage. They're putting many speed bumps in the area. There's a whole painting system to designate what the slow zone looks like. And even though, you know, the first one hasn't even been in for a year, so there's not any real serious research yet on how effective they've been, the city has said that in the Bronx, they've seen top speeds go down by about 10 miles per hour, 10% in the Claremont section.
So that's pretty effective.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have accident stats yet for there, but it's encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We will leave it there. I guess something ties these two things together, the crackdown on the delivery bikes mm-hmm. and the slow zones.
Yes. I mean, the DOT is making and has been making a big push, you know, to their credit under Jeanette Sadiq Khan, to really reduce the incidence of pedestrian fatalities, traffic fatalities, excuse me, not just pedestrian fatalities. I think in 2011, there were something like 240 traffic deaths, which sounds like an enormous amount, and it is. But back in 1970, that number was something like 950.
Wow.
So it's serious.
Kate Hines reporting for our Transportation Nation project. You can see more at transportationnation.org. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Brian.